Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Before we dive into PMI, I did have this story in front of me this morning as Katie was just a little bit ago talking about how she's in the Christmas spirit.
I am. I love it.
She put her tree up. She got a new tree skirt, a fancy little star for the top of her tree.
Mm-hmm.
They say if you're having a hard time getting into the Christmas spirit, there are five things that you should be doing to kind of get yourself in the mood.
Okay.
Meow. Number one just says the usual suspects. Put your tree up.
Yeah.
Put some lights on your house.
It helps. It really does.
Yeah. Listen to a little bit of Christmas music. I might go off on Christmas lights later this week. We'll see.
Okay.
Because I think outdoor Christmas lights are stupid. But that's a whole nother issue.
They make
issue.
Me
silly
so
goose.
Happy.
Yeah,
what stupid. Are you talking
they're
about?
They're stupid.
No, they're
I don't like
not.
That.
That's stupid.
No.
Number two, wrap a few gifts. Just start wrapping, you know, put a few under your tree, get the Christmas paper out, get the tape and the scissors, do that thing where you get the scissors on the paper and go...
Oh, best feeling ever. If you get it all the way across,
orgasmic.
Best feeling ever.
That'll get you in the mood. So number three is eat or drink something festive.
Yeah.
Have a little eggnog, a little hot toddy or something.
That peppermint mocha feels even better in December.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Number four, go ice skating. Nah, I don't want to do that.
I might fall, actually.
I might roll my ankle yet again. And then number five, which is easy, too. Just throw on your favorite Christmas movie. Which is?
Mine is probably Christmas Story. I just love that
really?
One.
Really? That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, I
like Rambo.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Wasn't that set in Christmas?
Total destruction.
Yeah, or Violent Night. That's a good one, too.
Okay.
I will say Christmas Vacation has already been played, I think, three times now at the house.
Great oh, my
movie.
Gosh.
Great movie.
Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. All right, guys. It's time for a little PMI. We're going to throw a positive story at you, a minus, and something interesting to start your day with JKJ.
Yeah,
who got the P today?
I got that P.
You got P.
Okay, because here's the thing. Is there's actually a term when it comes to sitting in the dentist chair and you don't want to. It's called dentophobia. I suffer from dentophobia.
You got the dentophobia?
I hate going to the dentist.
And you haven't been in like 6-7 years,
it's
right?
It's been 2 years actually coming up this February, I think. But part of the reason is when I have to go in and get my cleaning, like they have to do extreme cleaning on my teeth. And it makes me so anxious. Just even thinking about it puts me in a mood to where it makes me so fearful.
Let me ask you about the extreme cleaning.
Yeah.
Is it just because you've got like a saliva issue, or is it just because you've been putting it off for so long?
No, it's
or you
because
have poor hygiene. What
no,
is it?
No, it's for one, I have the diastemas, which are the spaces between my teeth, which makes it easier for things to get in between them.
Gotcha.
I have to floss a little better and everything. Also, back in the day, I was a smoker. And if you're a smoker, they have to do an extra cleaning on your teeth because they have to get up in those gums. Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
I have not smoked in probably like 7-8 years. It's been a long
time. They still need to
time.
Do that?
That's what I said. And the lady
still got that nicotine up in there?
The last time when I went in, I told her, I was like, it has been years since I smoked. You still got to move my gums back the way you do? And
well,
she
hold
was
up.
Like,
how much were you smoking?
I mean, the
nine packs a day?
Smoke. I was like,
how many packs a day?
I don't know.
Pack a day?
Yeah, so that's a little under a pack a day, I think. Like,
wow.
I was a smoker. Like, people smoke, you know?
Because I thought maybe if you were pounding three packs a day, then it's probably still in there 7 years later.
But no, it's just the...
Do you feel great?
When you're a smoker, you have to go in and get that extra cleaning type stuff. Oh. And they literally have to, like, pull back your gums. Mm. And then the water is like... Oh my gosh, it hurts so much. So anyway, even thinking about it makes my face hurt.
Do you have a water pick at home?
No.
You should maybe get yourself a water pick.
That makes me anxious. Again, it reminds me of the dentist.
Yeah, but
I have nightmares.
This might like wean you off of that a little bit if you have control over how much water.
I had a water pick though, and it made me anxious. Like I would go to bed and have nightmares of the water pick.
Because we have water picks at our house when the kids had braces. You know, you get in there and squirt it all out.
Okay.
Sometimes I take it in the shower and get my
really
bits
go
and
to
pieces.
Town,
yeah.
Really go to town.
Yeah, I don't want it to go to waste. Anyway.
No. Multiple uses. I get it. I swear this is the positive, though, because here
comes. Yeah.
This is a new thing that they're doing. Therapy dogs at the dentist office. What?
Do the dogs do the cleaning?
No, the dogs just lay on your lap while they mess around in your mouth and get all the stuff done. So,
what?
Yeah, and here's the thing is there is a dental assistant right here in Colorado who kind of went viral with her just cuddliness, and that's why this story is making the rounds. So her name is Annie. She's a little lab at Highlands Ranch Dental Care, and she is a patient care assistant. So she comforts anxious patients and helps them stay calm. She is not the only famous dental therapy dog here in Colorado, though. Lucy is a golden retriever out at the University of Colorado School of Dental Medicine, and she roams the clinic halls helping patients feel more at ease during procedures. So
you know,
I am
I
not
like
the
this.
Only one who suffers from dentophobia. And
but
I
a
like,
lab, like, laying on you for a half
oh,
an hour, that
that's
seems...
all I need.
Really?
I was
kind of hoping
corner.
It was like a St. Like, Bernard.
No, I know. Yeah, just cover me. Don't let me see anything. Just lay on top of me. But no, this immediately put me at ease. When I was thinking about it, I was like, I could probably make a dentist appointment at this specific spot because I know that little Annie's going to come and make
well,
it all
better.
Well, then
go do it.
I will. I just saw this story this morning.
Good luck now that you've talked about it and everyone with your same issues, they're going to be jam-packed.
Well, maybe they'll, you know, help me out a little bit since I was so nice and talked about Annie the way I did. But
I love this story.
It was so
though,
sweet because I know, again, like, you guys make fun of it, but it really is a fear for me. Like, it makes
I've
me
never
not
made
sleep
fun
at
of
night.
It.
It makes me not sleep at night.
Have I made fun of it?
Well, I mean, it sounds silly, I guess is a better way to put it. It does sound silly that I am a grown woman who is terrified to go with
I'm glad
a
you
dentist.
Said it. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, but
my mom has it.
Okay,
yeah.
You get it. So
you get a little toy out of the treasure chest at the
they
end.
They don't give me a toy. I asked. I'm too
Do they put
old.
You under? Can they put you under or give you some, like,
the monkey nose.
The monkey
I've
nose.
Asked for the monkey nose multiple times. I'm like, just put it over my face, put me out. But apparently, that's reserved
for
actual surgical procedures.
Oh, that's
procedures.
No fun.
They don't do that just for the cleaning.
I was hoping you could bring some back to the studio, too.
I know. The monkey nose sounds fun, huh? That's a good time right there.
We'll put
there.
That on you and play Katie Crush later.
Yes. Can we do that?
Oh, that's fantastic. All
anyway,
right. Well,
so
I guess
positive.
Give this place a shout out again.
I'm going to. It's Highlands Ranch Dental Care. Highlands Ranch Dental Care. And Annie is the
little
assistant who is making days better for people
Perfect.
Out there. So,
thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Annie.
Dragging her butt
Shout
on
out
the floor.
To Lucy, too.
You had a minus, didn't you, Josh?
I do have the minus, and this is actually kind of scary. So the Douglas County Sheriff's Office just conducted a little research project to see how well that the move over law is going into effect now. Now, this is all in honor of fallen trooper Cody Donahue. The move over law was put into place because he was hit and killed on the shoulder of I-25. And
yeah.
So it is a law now that if you see a police officer conducting a stop, you have to get over. You have to move over and make sure that you're not in any lane close to him. Or
I think it's anything, right?
It's
anything.
Any emergency vehicle, but this is specifically being pulled over and things
Even if
like
a guy's changing a tire or something,
anything.
You got to get over.
You got
to
get over.
Anything, you have to move over. So 32 deputies conducted a targeted areas like I-25, C-470, Highway 85 on Wednesday of last week, and despite all the awareness, there are signs everywhere I see all
over
on I-25.
Yeah.
Move over for those. 76 violations were still put out in one day because people just simply are not aware of it yet. So that includes 66 citations and 10 warnings. The division chief of patrol, Joel White, says people are still unaware of it. When they were pulled over, they were like, I did not know that you had to do this still. And that's not good. If you see those flashing lights...
Lying.
I know. Well, you know,
trying to get out of it.
Either way, I mean, you're still getting a citation for that.
But it is important to note that, like, when I'm driving and I see someone on the side, a lot of times it's you're not able to get over. There's somebody on the right of
you. But
you
still just
have
to slow down like 20 miles.
Under.
20.
So that's
you
what
have
they
to
say.
Go 20 miles okay. under if yep. that's the case. But I mean, there are so many little different things to the law that it's. I'm glad that they're announcing it again. Like, let's remember this is a law.
I mean, you'll
there
yeah.
You
if you if that's what he says, you're going 75, 85 miles an hour, you will absolutely kill someone. So yeah, like you said, drop down 20 miles under the speed limit.
Yeah.
And if you can, safely, get over.
Move over.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
Yeah.
Heads up, everybody out there today. All right, here's the interesting. I absolutely love this story because of the photos that are attached to it. You can go see them on our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Now, animal control officers near Richmond, Virginia, shared photos of a raccoon. The raccoon broke into a liquor store last Friday, smashed a bunch of bottles. They're thinking, it's hard to tell from the pictures, but they're thinking he then lapped up a bunch of gin and whiskey that fell onto the floor.
You can't mix liquor.
You can't
do
that, little trash panda. So he broke into the liquor store, smashed a bunch of bottles, lapped it up, and got hammered, proceeded to stumble around the liquor store, and they found him passed out in the bathroom. We've all been there. We've all been there.
That's so funny. The picture
is great. It is one of the funniest things because it is just like this sterile looking liquor store bathroom. You got a toilet and a plunger sitting there, and right in the middle is a raccoon on his tummy, just completely sprawled out, passed out, tail straight behind him. Dude has had a party of a night.
Where can we find the picture?
He's gonna have a hangover.
I believe it's on Jeremy, Katie, Josh. I think I threw it up there.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to go see the picture of the raccoon.
I love
You feel
that.
Bad for the little guy, but at the same time, you're like, damn it, that's cute.
That's really cute.
And so they scooped him up. They took him to an animal shelter, and they basically let him sleep it off.
That's all you got to do.
They said he has zero signs of injury, so he didn't cut himself. They said he's probably got a little raccoon hangover, though.
He's like, my head.
They described him as very intoxicated.
When you say it, like, his little arms are out, his legs are straight back, like,
every picture of, like, a college kid, you know,
that's
after
it.
A night of partying.
I mean, my gosh, like, the girls in the club, that's what they look like. Like, the black eyes with their makeup, like, you know.
So funny.
That
raccoon knows how to party. You can see the picture. On our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Denver's Mix 100 here.